Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and hopefully you will still have a memory tomorrow of what is about to happen. We're going to journey to the Heaviside Lair to address all you cool theater cats. It's like Mean Girls over here with all the cliques. The mystery cats sit over there. The Gumby cat hangs out by the trash. And the railway cats always go out for lunch. But we're the glamour cats. So fetch. I think you mean so yarn. We don't fetch. That's for dogs.
Yes! I'm living right now.
Joining us today are the usual Jellicle Ball attendees.
Okay.
Including Kevin Rumtum Jager.
Oh, I like that. Rumtum Tummy.
Yeah. Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
And with us...
the Salter Cat.
And with us today is a Broadway machine who you've seen in shows like Newsies, Bombay Dreams, A Chorus Line, Mary Poppins, Wicked, King and I, Allegiance, Spelling Bee, and currently dancing his whiskers off. I guess I could have said tail.
Yeah, either one.
Yeah.
The whiskers off.
Both.
All of them. Everything off.
Yeah. All the extremities.
Yeah. In Cats, meow. Let's give a big, broad-waisted welcome to super friend of the show.
Super friend of the show.
Aaron J. Albano.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here.
Welcome.
Thanks. Oh my God, I'm so happy I'm a friend of the show. I've been wanting to be a friend of the show forever.
Yes. Well, you've been our Twitter friend of the show for a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, just liking everything. And just talking about you while I'm at the gym.
To strangers or?
Oh, no, just sitting there and just tweeting and reading and every time.
Thanks.
That is not ideal for being on a treadmill.
Well, you know.
Okay. They tell you not to.
He makes it work.
But you can follow him at Aaron J. Albano on both Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Let's just get started. What are you drinking?
Good old Pinot Noir.
Kevin, what did you buy us?
I got a fancy Pinot Noir. It's a Ponzi scheme Pinot Noir. It's from Ponzi Vineyards. It is, I don't know, it just said 92 on the Wine Spectator thing. Yeah. So my dad's really big in Wine Spectator, so he's always like, Kevin, this wine is 92 points or 93. So 90s are good. So
dad's in the show.
I got a dad in the show. So I got us a good Pinot Noir.
And Aaron, what did you bring for us?
Oh, I brought, because I love a good wine, especially a good Pinot Noir, I brought my Venturi Wine Aerator.
Yes.
I decided to aerate all of our wine that we're drinking.
So our show is aerated right now.
Can directly you, to a solo cup.
Can you potentially, can you aerate some for our audience right now?
Let's see.
The sound is phenomenal.
It's so great, buddy. So here is a live aeration.
Sounds like we're waterboarding
someone. Oh my God, yeah, it's not cold.
It gets all bubbly.
It gets all bubbly. I can't wait to hear what that sounds like.
A bubbly Pinot Noir.
I guess we'll start off with some, before we get to what have you seen this week, let's do some questions.
Okay.
So you've been in a ton of Broadway shows, but...
not as many as Cameron Adams.
True.
But,
But you've been in a ton... I guess she has two. But you've been in a ton of dancing shows, like specifically dance shows.
Yeah.
Everything from News VC, like something to like Cats, obviously, the Meow, right?
Meow.
And of course, as well as like King and I, but a different type of dance.
Absolutely.
And Chorus Line and all that. What was the most difficult to learn? What was the most difficult to execute?
I mean, in Cats right now, I'm swinging. Mm-hmm. So I'm swinging seven different tracks. And at King and I.
Meow. Yeah.
Meow. and just at King and I was also a swing. And so okay. I think that primarily was the biggest difference because at Newsies I was a track. Oh, I guess at Chorus Line I was a swing as well. So at Newsies I had my track that I was able to just do.
If you were in Tarzan, you'd also be swinging.
Get out of here. But yeah, no, I think that would be the biggest challenge from going from one to the other. Because mm-hmm. I have my own track, I play Finch. Whereas at Cats, I will, one night I will play Mungo Jerry, the next night I will play Skimble Shanks, the next night I will play Pounceable, and on it goes. I think we've only been open, what, like 2 months, 3 months?
Barely.
Something
like
that. I think there was 1 week where I was on for like five tracks out of the eight shows. It was some stuff, but it was good.
A lot of makeup to learn.
A lot of makeup, but surprisingly, like I usually suck at being like I'm the worst at makeup. But the Cat's makeup and I like go hand in hand for some reason.
What was the hardest show you've danced?
Cats.
It is
Cats for sure.
Yeah,
everyone, you guys don't stop.
No, yeah, that's the big thing because everyone asks me, "Oh my gosh, it's harder than New Season."
Meow.
Yeah, because
because there are some ballads where you can just like sit down,
exactly.
Right?
There was scenes where we could just be in Jacoby's and just sit there,
yeah.
Or other songs where we're just singing.
Are Jacoby's dance shoes?
I hate you. So whereas Cats is. Production number after production number after production.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that I came away with. I was like, oh, you guys are just all, must be so sweaty. Like, what is that makeup doing that it's not sweating right off your face?
Oh, right, powder is magic.
Do you?
I feel like my biggest fear would be, like, rubbing my eye or something and having a huge streak.
Oh, no, I know.
Streak.
On Victoria yesterday. Oh, no. Big black nose on a white cat.
It's very unrealistic.
So you've been in and out of shows a lot, meaning you've originated some roles, you've been put into some shows, you've come out and gone back into shows.
Mm-hmm.
I guess talk to the rehearsal process and each one of those versions of being in a Broadway show.
Oh,
what do you prefer?
Sure.
What's a little what do you like more? I guess that's the same question.
I mean, they're definitely different processes. It's kind of comparing apples and oranges. When you're originating a show, you get to be there from the ground up. You create. There's a lot of creativity in the room. Whereas when you're replacing, you're kind of fitting into the person that came before you and the mark that he left on that track or that role or whatever. And so there is some freedom in that as well, but less. So it's a little more oiled machine at that point.
Yeah.
But I do love, when I replace, there is a good, loving, lovely challenge of fitting into this mold, but then finding the freedom within those boundaries. Putting a stamp onto something that someone's already done and bringing something new
cool.
to it is always fun. Especially, A, when you're bringing yourself, and when your fellow castmates who didn't see you until the put-in, or you get to discover your, like the newness of you on stage, and they're like, oh, cool, something new. And livens them up, which is great.
The newness of you has to be a song from some show.
Got it.
Right? Roger and Hammerstein.
Is.
Isn't it? Right? The newness of you?
Sounds like Seussical.
Or Pipe Dream.
And so, that's where my mind went.
Yeah.
Like, Pal Joey? I don't know. Something with a soft shoe.
Is it after high school?
Yeah. Yeah. The newness of you.
You! Cats.
No. What have you seen this week?
That's like a challenge.
I'll start. So I was in Vegas.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
And I saw the Cirque du Soleil show at the Bellagio. So the O Theater at the Bellagio is built for
specifically for the pool stunts. It's a full pool on stage. It's super cool. It's a cool pool.
Cool pool.
And and you know, the costume work is amazing. The performances are incredible in terms of what they can do, you know, with their bodies and flipping.
Yeah.
However, it's an hour and a half without an intermission. And it's amazing. Okay. And it's one spectacle after another, one set piece after another.
It's like sensory overload?
It's not even sensory. It's funny. You'd think it was sensory overload,
yeah,
but it just becomes monotonous after a while. After like 40 minutes of people flipping and doing amazing things.
I
want to see someone fall.
Definitely. Like, there's no... They create some sort of a through line, but it's not really a plot of any sort. So it's very hard to find like the ups and downs in the show.
Okay.
So it just feels like it plateaus and they're flipping for a while, and then like the music's nice, but like for instance, I've seen Love, the Beatles one.
Oh, okay.
And each song you know the characters already.
So like, you're gonna get existential. Yeah. I've seen Love.
Yeah. And it's amazing. I have synesthesia. That's more of a comment about Cirque du Soleil in general.
Yeah.
But some of the flips and some of the stuff they did and just some of the body movements and the music and the way it was all choreographed and the masks and the costumes, and it like is a true incredible production, and people loved it, and everyone that giant theater was paying attention, and for everyone to stay engaged in that for the whole time is like, it's a win.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
They were all on mushrooms.
Yeah. Totally. we both enjoyed it. And then, yeah.
I want to see a Cirque du Soleil show at some point.
Paramore.
Me too. There is a Paramore happening.
Oh, you're right.
I
think it's Ruby.
Though.
There's a plot line.
I saw something.
What?
I saw a new Shakespeare play. Think about it for a second. I did.
What?
So the New York Shakespeare Exchange commissioned a playwright to take the Shakespeare poem, The Rape of Lucrece, and flesh it out and turn it into a play.
Oh.
And so a playwright actually wrote a full 3-hour play of The Rape of Lucrece.
Wait, what is Rape of Lucrece? This is me being a bad...
The Rape of Lucrece.
No, I don't know either.
It was basically,
I read it years ago.
The old story is that there's like a general and a prince and all these like dudes who fight people, and they're all hanging out, and they're
soldiers.
Like, right, soldiers. And they're bragging about whose wife is better or the best or whatever. So they bring this prince along to go spy on their wives who happen to all be hanging out at one person's house drinking. And they're like, let's go to this the house and just see which wife is the best. And so they all get wasted and go and watch their wives hang out for the night. So the prince is like, you know what, Lucrece is the best. And they're like, yeah, she is. Great, let's all go home. And the prince is like, great, see ya. And he doesn't go home. And then he like shows up at Lucrece's house and is like, hey, let's hang out for a while. And she's like, okay, you're a prince, why not? She like shows him around. And then like that night he goes in a room and rapes her, and he's like, don't tell
spoiler alert.
Sorry. And then he tells her not to tell anybody, or else he'll tell everyone that she was like came on
unfaithful.
To him and kill her.
Oh.
Do they use like existing text, or
I believe that he used some of the text and wove it in, but he wrote the entire play in iambic pentameter.
Whole thing.
So it's original iambic pentameter material.
Yes, and I saw some really awesome performances. And a boy was totally naked. That's very inappropriate of me to bring up.
We need to take
Hear that sound, everybody?
We're taking a...
Time for a refill.
An aeration break.
Aeration break. But it was really fun. New York Shakespeare Exchange. Check out all the stuff they're doing.
I saw a Shakespeare thing, too.
What did you
see?
I saw Othello, the remix.
Oh. What?
Oh.
Exactly.
How was it?
But it is not, it is original text in the fact that it is not the Shakespeare original text.
Okay.
So it is a retelling of Othello as if he was a modern day hip hop mogul.
Trying to get all Hamilton with...
So they started writing it maybe around the same time. I think their first production was in 2011.
Okay.
And it's quick. It's like 80 minutes, which is the fastest you will ever see Othello.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's just four guys. It was started by these guys, the Q Brothers, and their thing is that they do hip hop Shakespeare adaptations. But Othello, I think, is their only tragedy.
Wait, so they change the text?
Yeah, so they just write it like
it's already in verse.
Yes,
but
they make it modern. So the same way that like what was the Amanda Bynes movie?
It's obviously She's the Man.
What did I see? I saw, not this week. Oh, well, firstly, I'm going to see Oh Hello.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Stop it, we're jealous.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm so excited to see it, because I love John Mulaney's comedy.
I'm obsessed with his stand-up.
Oh, my gosh. I would turn it on just when I have nothing else.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like a cleaning show?
Yeah. Not that I clean the house very often, but
when you do, you need to laugh.
Exactly. But not this past week. Not, like, I think maybe, like, a month ago, I saw Jersey Boys for the very first time.
Oh, first time?
Yeah.
Well, you get in before
the last time.
Exactly, because I'm that horrible person who's like, oh, I'll go see that, but it's around forever.
I have not seen it for that reason.
Mm. Oh. Have you never seen it?
I've never seen Jersey Boys. Uh-huh. I've never seen Phantom of the Opera, and I've never seen Chicago on Broadway
because of that
phrase.
And I know I need to, like, not do that anymore, but when I was like, Jersey Boys will be around. I'll see it. And then they announced, and I was like, okay.
Well, I got
time. Here we go.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Oh, I loved it. It was great. My friend John Hacker, who did the Newsies tour, was on Frankie Valli. That's his name.
Yeah, that one.
It was fantastic.
That was all one I knew, so it's like I couldn't.
What a good thing for a newsie to grow up into.
That's right. Frankie Valli.
Just Frankie Valli.
Seize that day. I don't know. That was terrible.
Did you see Newsies?
The movie.
Oh, well. Sorry. Haven't we
so
all?
It's all good.
The movie is wonderful.
That's what got me in the theater.
Yeah.
Segue.
Segue
is what we like to take our city tours in. Segways!
I hate you so much.
What, I guess the twofold question is, what was the thing that made you like, I want to do that?
Okay.
And what was your first Broadway show that you saw?
That I saw, okay. Well, Newsies movie was what got me in this.
Kenny Ortega.
I told a million, yes, Kenny Ortega. I told him, when I was doing Newsies, it would be like my press line. Every time we did press, I'd be like, well, I saw this, and this was my childhood dream, blah, blah, blah. I got so cheesy. It was so, like...
Yeah, but
probably
I think
vomitous, but like,
but it's easy to get cheesy.
That was everything. The other little kids doing that was so big.
And other little boys doing that too.
Oh,
like,
God.
I think that was the main difference.
And showing it in like a strong kind of way, and not in like a way where it's like always little boy fighting. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. No, I was so in. I loved it. And then the first Broadway show I saw, I think it was Aida.
Oh.
So I'm just at Disney World.
Okay.
All around the world. Yeah. I think Idina Menzel was Amneris.
Yes.
I think Maya Days was Aida. And then Adam Pascal was still Broadway.
Yeah, he stayed for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fortune favors the brave.
Fortune
favors
the brave.
Cheers.
I made a pun.
We need a song reference.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
This is funny.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do it so bad, and then it was before I graduated college.
But you got Bombay Dreams.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Explain that. Was that your debut?
That was my debut.
Yeah.
Let's hear the story.
Okay.
There was water on the stage.
Oh.
Exactly.
There was water on the stage that I got my first Broadway battle scar on. Because in tech, because we were on a rake. Because the Brits love those rakes.
Mm. Yep.
All about them.
All about them. And so
rake and water?
We were teching the water, yeah.
Kimberly's GM mind is like blowing up right now.
I'm just like, so many accident reports.
Real talk. Well, that's because we, in the studio, before we had the water, we had this whole pass choreographed where we circled the water fountain.
I saw it on Rosie, I know.
That sideshow clip from Rosie Bell.
Yes.
Where Emily's getting her options down.
She's like, yep, we're going there. Give me this rich TV.
She said, I drank too much. This is daytime TV.
9 a.m.
We were teching and we were using water. And we were doing that pass. And the first time we did it, we just started, because the girls are in the middle of the fountain,
mm-hmm.
and the boys are circling, and as we passed the front of the stage, we just started, like, peeling off, just sliding, like a water slide down, and my chin popped on the floor, to the point where, you know that, like, that spot between your jaw,
mm-hmm.
like
the soft
popped
bit.
Like a bubble,
oh.
And then like there was like a hole, and I was like, I think I need to go to the hospital. So me and a stage manager went to the hospital. They stopped rehearsal because someone else, like, hurt their back and someone else hurt, like, their wrist or something.
So it was like Spider-Man up in there.
Real. Just
before social media, no one knew.
Yeah, exactly.
Any idea? So I went to the emergency room and got my, like, I think I had, like, 3 or 4 stitches.
How many dreams is the Spider-Man of the pre-social media world?
Calling it now.
You just blew up this Tom May dream spot right now.
But yeah, so I have like
a scar
underneath my chin, and I call it my first Broadway battle scar.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
How'd you book that show?
What? Oh, how did I book
it? Do you have, like, a good story for that?
Yeah, actually. I was in school at the time, so...
Where'd you go?
I went to Cincinnati. I was in my junior year, so stay in school, everybody. Unless you get Broadway.
Life lessons.
Yeah.
So I was in my junior year. It was before my junior year, and my friend was a reader for Tara Rubin's office at the time.
Sure.
And she said, hey, she gave me a call and said, hey, Tara's casting this new show. You should go. They're having a call in Chicago. They're having a call all over the country, but there's one in Chicago. You should go. So before I started my junior year, I drove up to Chicago and just went to the audition because I was like, oh, cool. Free class. Awesome. Went to the audition.
Right.
And there were all of maybe 4 people there.
Really?
It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, oh, cool, first Broadway audition.
Right.
There was like 5 people, 3 of which are not Equity. So I'm like...
You were Equity at the time?
I was Equity at the time because I got my card at Pittsburgh CLO. So
oh, awesome.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Good theater. If you ever in Pittsburgh, go see a show there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I guessed it really well.
Nailed it.
So I went to school like nothing ever happened. Then throughout fall quarter... I kept getting called back, and so they were flying me into New York, I think like 2 or 3 times, to audition, and that's when I was like, okay, this is starting to be real. Okay, I'm not going to be in class, just tell me what happens. and every call, because I didn't have an agent, I didn't have anything.
Broadway was actually calling you.
Literally. And then the last time Broadway called me was... I was doing The Voice from Syracuse at the time. So our director was in a... particularly foul mood that day.
Yes.
As directors are sometimes.
We know.
and so he was yelling at everybody, left, right, and center. During rehearsal, I got a phone call from 212, so Broadway, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Broadway only calls from that area.
Only calls from that area.
Yes.
So they left a message. It was Tara's office, and it was the call was very... Every other call that I got was like, hey, call us back. We have some information for you. Da, da, da. This one was, hey, if you could give us a call back whenever you feel like it. Just whenever you can. We have some news. Bye. Like, and so I was like, cool. That's different.
So, New York is Broadway so coy.
And so at our first break, after being yelled at, I walked outside and... I got the message and then called them back on our break and heard that I got the show. And so went back into rehearsal, and it was a happier rehearsal that day.
I can't imagine walking back into rehearsal at CCM being like, I just booked a Broadway show.
And then how quickly did you have to go to New York? Could you finish Boys from Syracuse?
Yeah, I definitely finished Boys from Syracuse.
That was really my major concern. Sorry.
Who would have covered your track?
He wants to see Boy from Syracuse.
Yeah. But at this point, he was a man because he was on Broadway.
Right.
Broadway.
So he almost didn't fit in.
Yeah.
You know, grown Boys from Syracuse.
No, so I officially finished the quarter and then moved the... in that January. Stay in school, kids.
Unless you book Broadway.
Unless you book Broadway.
And then just keep booking Broadway shows.
Yeah. Well, what was nice is they were really supportive of me going. Wow.
Cheers. Cheers to...
Cheers.
Cheers to staying in school unless you book a Broadway show.
School or Broadway.
Cheers.
School or Broadway.
And that's our first game, school or Broadway. No, what is our first game?
Kimberly. First game.
Yes.
Is the old favorite, Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
Oh, yeah.
No, keep your hands on that table.
Okay.
Everyone at this table has two hands.
Yes.
They're on the table.
Yes.
We're going to go around rapid fire with a category of my choosing.
Okay.
If
yes.
you stutter, take too long to think of something,
okay.
or repeat something that has already been said in this category, you will put one hand up. That is your dirty hand. If you have two hands up, you're out. And we go until we have one lone victor.
Great. I'm not going to be the first
time. I'd be so good at this game if I didn't have one.
I know, right?
That's the point!
Or if your name was Victor.
The sound game out here, but Kimberly's first category was songs or musicals that contain animals.
Wait.
Animal crackers in my soup.
Monkeying around.
Does it have to be musicals?
No.
That Savage Garden song, that animals. Like animals.
Sure.
The Circle of Life.
Nope, hand up.
No, it features animals.
Yeah, but why do you say the Lion King?
But we can say shows.
Wait, can we say shows?
I said show or song title.
Totally.
Oh, okay. My hands up. That's not going to lose this time.
Okay.
We all went
now I have him drinking.
I have a drink. Perfect.
Okay.
Wait.
Do you want to try that category again now that you understand?
That was scary.
New category.
It was scary.
Based on the show that none of you said, Cats.
Meow.
That's a given.
Names of Cats.
Okay.
From the musical Cats.
Oh. Yes.
Do I get to go first out of doubt?
Yeah.
Sure.
Grisabella.
Deuteronomy.
Mungo Jerry.
All right. No. Rumpton Tucker.
Skimbleshanks.
Rumpelteazer.
Oh, God, there's other ones.
Kevin's cheating. Like, I'm just sipping my wine. I'm not taking longer to think.
Yeah, Kevin.
I said I wasn't going to be out first, and I'm out first. This game is cursed for me.
All right.
Big hands, but I can't keep them on the body.
Brian and Aaron. Oh, God. Names of Newsies.
Oh, okay.
Crutchy.
Finch.
T-Boss. No, I'm kidding.
All right, Brian, hand down. T-Boss?
I kept, all I could think of was Jeremy. I was like, what the heck is that character's name?
That might be automatic win right there. T-Boss?
Because isn't one like Left Eye or Blind Eye?
No!
Aaron is holding strong.
I am doing good on this hard body.
So this next one, to break form.
Okay.
Names of football teams.
Oh, God. I mean, I love sports ball.
Oh, this is all the time.
The New York Jets.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
The New York Giants.
The Dallas Cowboys.
The Seattle Seahawks.
The Green Bay Packers.
The San Diego Chargers.
The Oakland A's.
That's a baseball
That's
team.
A baseball.
Oh, wait, we're football.
Yeah. One hand up. I would like that
you... all the hot quarterback teams.
I literally, like...
Well played.
Just picturing the outfits.
Well, I just forgot, like, That's halfway through our game, what sport we were doing.
I understand sometimes in my brain I'm just like, just name sports ball things. Name sports ball things.
Buzzwords, buzzwords.
David Beckham. All right, Brian, you have one hand up. You both
they
have
both have one hand,
hand
up.
Hand up.
Kevin, do you want to name a category? Because I thought you were going to get on all of those.
Oh, sure.
thanks for the vote of confidence.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. She's not wrong.
I thought the name of the cast was going to be way harder. I'm really proud of you.
Yes. That was really hard. Okay.
I live with them every day. So.
Well, not for you.
Yeah.
He addresses
names,
them.
Names of certified Broadway divas.
Well, certified.
Who gave them the certificate?
Who's the certificate?
Yeah. Yeah. The gays. I don't know.
Cool.
Yes.
Oh.
Are Broadway divas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Only the Broadway divas.
Wait. Like, because there are tiers of, like, those divas.
Give me the top tier, baby. Okay. Top tier divas.
So, like, Bette Midler.
Yes.
Donna Murphy.
Yes.
Patti LuPone.
Yes.
Bernadette Peters.
Hoax.
Glenn Close.
That works.
We'll give you Glenn Close.
Oh, really? I'm looking
She's
at you.
She's a stately woman. I know.
Yeah.
I'm
looking at you. I'm like the judge.
Yeah. Well, both of us just went, but Patti LuPone.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, you pissed off Patti, though. Okay.
Ethel Merman.
Duh.
Oh, good one. Babs.
Okay, of course.
Oh. Oh gosh. I'm drunk now.
The aeration.
Wait, can we take a time out?
Yeah.
How contemporary can we be?
Yeah.
I mean, we
contemporary.
Can go there. I mean, like, the K-Chen, all those people are
okay.
Very, like...
Okay. Adina Menzel.
Toads.
Benanti.
Yeah.
Hella Helly.
Yes.
Your girl. She wrote it.
Yeah, girl.
Mystery.
Yes, I love her. I've heard she wrote.
Cynthia Erivo.
Oh.
Yes, she can be.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Heather Headley.
Oh, he just said it.
Oh.
He said Erivo.
No, he said,
no, he said Heather Headley.
Oh, he did.
Everything.
Oh.
Anyway, you get the $1 million quartet.
Yeah. Love this.
$1 million quartet.
Oh, fantastic.
The only quartet.
Speaking of the Broadway divas, Hunter Foster? I don't know. There's only one girl in that show. What's her name? Oh, it's Elizabeth Stanley, right?
I think you're right.
Well, oh my god, Elizabeth Stanley is fierce as hell.
We can check.
Kevin made a game because I was busy today.
What?
Okay, so this game is called The Matchmaker because we've been talking so much about Hello Dolly coming up.
And my mind went to Fiddler.
So,
oh, funny.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask all of you three to pick five female musical theater characters.
Characters.
Characters. We're not doing actors. We're doing just
cheers.
Characters.
Cheers.
So
we're
five.
In plastic cups. This cheers is not...
I'm not playing cards.
Yeah, all right, let's...
Just... There you go.
So you pick five female musical theater characters.
Okay.
And two male musical theater characters.
So five and two.
Five and two. And you three are matchmakers, and you're picking your arsenal of people.
Do we need to...
Have to, like, match.
Are we matching our...
You're
going to
be matching your people with five eligible bachelors that I listed.
Oh, so we, our five and two don't have to be related, like...
Correct. Okay. You have five...
We're just picking random.
Yeah,
okay.
At random,
okay.
Five female characters, two male characters. So all three of... Aaron, Kimberly, and Brian are all matchmakers.
Okay.
And I'm going to list... I'm going to read out a bachelor.
Okay.
And a description of them, and they are going to argue for why one of their people... They're going to pick somebody in their arsenal.
Okay.
And say why they should be the person who's paired with that person.
So it's a yenta off.
And you... It's a yenta off.
Right.
That's so
exactly.
Good.
You can yenta off, and then I choose who I think is...
Okay.
Married.
So can we call this game yenta off?
Yes, it's called yenta off.
Yenta off.
Yenta off.
And you choose the winner.
Yes.
Of each round.
I'm the yenta king.
So we are also pandering to you.
He's
okay.
The pam...
I'm not.
Okay.
We're the matches.
So, all right. So the first bachelor that you're matching up is Bobby from Company. Who would you pair with Bobby from Company? Brian.
I'm going to start.
Okay.
And I would go with Molly. Are you okay? Because he has commitment issues and Molly just will disappear halfway through.
Good argument. I like that. So Molly the Orphan is the first parody.
You have to be punny.
Yeah,
have a pun. I'm going to give him Dot from Sunday in the Park with George.
Okay.
Because she will let him know when it's time to move on.
Oh.
Kimberly. All right, sir. It's your turn.
I will give him Aida.
Okay.
Because those silvery dulcet tones need a pair. And I don't have a very good...
I mean, it's pretty fierce. But I think she might be bored with Bobby. I'm going to give that one to Kimberly for making a pun.
Yes.
That was well done.
You don't do that very often.
All right, so bachelor number two.
I want to change my answers now.
No, but like...
Bachelor number two is Jay Pierpont Finch from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Kimberly, we'll start with you since you won the last round.
I'm going to give Jay Pierpont Finch a date with Mrs. Lovett. Because I think their business skills would really play off of each other.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I like that. Aaron,
I would give him, I would match him with Nessa Rose because they're both very driven. And okay. He needs someone who will end up in a high profile job like a governess.
Oh, I like that. I actually like that very
much. I'm going to go with his dream girl.
Okay, this is dream girl.
Rosemary. Because he dreams of her.
You actually wrote, that's amazing.
Yeah, suddenly he hears music and the sound of her name.
No!
I mean... Rosemary! There's a whole song about it, so I have to give the point to Brian.
No!
Well played, sir. So the next bachelor number three...
Okay.
...is Freddie Eynsford Hill from My Fair Lady.
Okay. Freddie Eynsford Hill... I would match with the beggar woman from Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
Because, you know, he really has a type that is down in the gutters.
Oh, yeah, that's very tight. I like that. Mm-hmm.
And so
he would
do well
for that.
So I'm going to pair him with Morticia Adams.
Okay.
Because...
interesting choices all around.
I think that he needs that darkness... To hit the yin to his yang.
Okay, because he's so bright.
She's bright too, but, oh, bright, like, yeah. Like, he shines bright like a diamond.
Right.
And she's dull as coal. And I think that together they'd have a beautiful flourishing life. They would have a flourishing life and she would snip the flowers right off of them.
Great. Kimberly, who would you pair?
I'm going to give Freddie to the young Cosette, not the young Cosette, to Cosette. Technically, she's still young in the second act. She's like 20,
right,
but
yeah.
not the 8-year-old Lea Michele. I'm going to give Freddie to Cosette because they are of a similar time period, so their clothes match. Is where my mind went.
Okay, awesome.
Stop there. That was so mean.
She wears beautiful dresses. She has a semi-mysterious past that he might find interesting and want to get to know a little bit more. So I think a second date would really come out of a first one. Their songs are very similar in that they sing about their feelings. And that they fall in love.
Is that a musical theater? Ever?
And they fall in love very quickly and often on the street where they live.
That's true. Oh, we're committed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. While everything makes sense for him and Cosette to be together, I have to give it to the beggar woman.
Yeah!
Because it makes sense that he would be like so sad about Eliza that he would go find like an old bag in the street.
I'm gonna fix you.
Double checking. We can't reuse people.
Correct.
Okay.
Once you use somebody, they're done. Alright, so the next bachelor is the baker from Into the Woods. Okay, so who should marry, or who should go on a date with the baker from Into the Woods?
So I won, so I go, right?
No, I'm going to start, because we're going that round.
Oh, got it.
I'm going to give him Aldonza, because I think that what would really help her self-esteem... is to help be a stepmother and help raise a child.
Okay.
I think that would really kind of like boost her self-esteem. I think that, you know, she's been through this situation in which somebody taught her to only see the good in everything.
Right.
I think she's learned from that. And he's in such a bad place. I feel like she could impart that kind of viewpoint of the world on him.
That's beautiful.
You're welcome.
Kimberly.
I'm going to say that the baker still needs a few months to years to recover from the loss of his wife. So instead of giving him the match of a date, I'm going to suggest that he adopt Annie.
Okay.
I didn't know the game in advance. Child on my list. But I'm going to say that she would get... Like, she'd be really into living with two other children.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, no, but he gets Jack and Little Red at the end,
But they're kind of adult, like young adults by then.
So she has friends to hang out with.
Right.
Because she can hang out with them. Yeah. I do think her and Little Red would butt heads a little bit, which could make for a very interesting musical.
Agreed.
And I think that she could help him learn a lot about just, you know, moving on with your life. And there's all the sun will come out tomorrow, guys.
I love that.
I, too, did not know this game in advance. So I would put him with Alison Bechdel.
Okay.
I would say they would be a really good match because they both have daddy issues.
Right.
And I think they could really relate on a lot of those... The difficulties that come with issues like that, and I think they'd really be able to help each other through. And all you need in a real in a loving partner is help.
I would like to say that the three of us really did a great job of. We really wanted to help the baker.
Yeah, everyone reached out for him.
Uh-huh.
And while Brian and Kimberly made great thoughts, and I mean, hashtag not any, Alison Bechdel is
yeah!
Alison Bechdel, the baker, Karen, fix that town.
Not gonna argue that, man.
That's amazing.
You're always a good lesbian with us.
Alright, so now the fifth one.
Okay.
We're going to your male category.
Okay.
Because.
Oh, do we not do any more females?
No.
I didn't get to use Julia Guglia?
No! But then you have to say Julia Guglia.
All I wanted.
Technically, she never
Sullivan.
Becomes Julia Guglia.
I wrote Julia Guglia, parentheses Sullivan.
She doesn't get married to him.
Okay, so number five.
Julia Hart.
Is Tom Collins from Rent. Who should I pair with Tom Collins? Kimberly, who would I pair with Tom Collins?
Not that I'd thought it through enough. I'm going to say... Four, the sheer presence he brings to a building of any kind, so for instance, a restaurant that someone might be building, that he should go with the Phantom of the Opera, because Santa Fe Opera is actually very popular and a very good opera studio, and they just lost their Phantom, and they need a new one, so it's like two birds with one stone.
They each can get work.
So they can each have work there, yeah.
Okay, great.
And it could be called, like, The Phantoms is the name of the restaurant, like, attached to the theater.
I
know,
yeah. This is the business plan.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, what you got for me?
Because he wants to start a new business in Santa Fe, I think he would be really good with J. Pierpont Finch, because J. Pierpont, J., if you will, with his book, is really good at starting... at climbing up the business ladder.
Yeah.
And so could apply those skills to help with that restaurant that he is opening.
Totally.
Totally.
I'm all about that. Right.
So I'm going with George from She Loves Me.
Okay.
I think he's romantic. I think he's got his business wits, and he's been boots on the floor and running a store for a long time. So he actually has that business acumen, as well as, I mean, he really does love his person.
I honestly have to go with George. That was man, that I would kind of agree.
Collins
and
is
anybody
a loving
tonight
person.
Anybody who ate that desperately is
right.
Gay.
So, I
wish we had more options for men, because you had J. Pierpont Finch or Cole House Walker.
Or Shrek. I had Cole Shrek.
House would have been in
oh, I had George or Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, that's amazing.
Cool. So, who? I got two.
I got one.
Do you have a tiebreaker?
With anyone you have left in your list...
Wait, do you have a boy and a girl?
One woman and one man.
Yeah.
Should you explain why they...
Why they would be the best power couple in
oh, God.
Sorry, this is not your list.
Julia Sullivan and Shakespeare would be perfect together. Because while Julia almost became a Guglia...
Right.
And Shakespeare and Mr. Guglia do have a lot in common, and she hated Guglia. But what Guglia didn't have, Mr. Guglia, I forget
right.
his first name.
Yes.
What Mr. Guglia didn't have was that sonnet ability and that beauty that Robbie possessed.
Right.
So it's kind of that perfect combination of who she thought she'd be with and who she wants to be with. And I feel like that is a great barometer for where she would be in life and where it would take her in
but
life.
But if we're going by who Shakespeare is in the musical Something Rotten,
mm-hmm.
isn't he kind of a lot like Guglia?
No, but at the end, he ends up really becoming...
Like discovering himself.
Yes.
Okay. Then she pulls him out of the dumpster.
She pulls him out of the sewer aqueducts.
All right, so Julian Shakespeare or...
Or, what I have for you is Cole House Walker and Grisabella.
Okay.
Because...
And Cat Love.
They would be the best couple. Because they both die and... They will end up in heaven / the heavy side there together, and so their love can last forever.
Spoiler alert, first of all.
That's my pitch. I have no idea.
You know what, though? Like, the truest love for people who die together? So I have to
We've all seen The Notebook.
It's true.
Spoiler alert again.
So I have to give it to Aaron. So Aaron, why don't you pick? Well done.
A man and a cat is the best kind of love.
I'm nothing like a man and his cat. Okay, so I'm shuffling some show cards, and I'm only going to take, like, a third of this stack.
Oh, good game, by the way, Kevin.
Yeah,
that was wonderful. Thank you for letting me be busy at work and not making up games. We're going to play a quick round of Salad Bowl. Does everyone know how to play Salad Bowl?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no one else went to high school where you didn't drink at parties? Great. you play games instead? We need to break into two teams.
Okay.
So decide.
We'll do Kevin and I and you and Aaron.
Great, because those are the sides of the table we're sitting on, listeners. So, the game of Salad Bowl, I have a stack of show cards. And so basically what happens is we each have a minute. There are three rounds. The first round, you can give verbal cues to who is on your show card. So if you're playing Salad Bowl, you usually just like write person, place, or things down. But let's say a for instance, I have Candor and Ev. So I would try to get Aaron to guess the Candor and Ev card. So I'd say like, they wrote Chicago. They wrote other things.
Candor and Ev.
Great.
I got it.
So you can use verbal cues, just like Taboo, say anything you want.
Okay.
You have a minute to get through as many as you can.
Okay.
The next...
Pyramid, also.
A little bit.
Okay.
And so then I would hand the stack off to Brian and Kevin. They would have a minute to guess.
Including the cards that you've guessed already?
Yes. But in the idea, you put them in a salad bowl, so you don't know what order you're picking things up. So we'll just sort of... Oh, we'll put them in a cup.
Perfect.
Cup bowl.
Cup bowl.
Cup bowl. Not salad cup. Cup bowl.
I don't know.
I went with you. I was like, yeah, cup bowl. Cup bowl.
So the second round will be singing clues. The second round is usually charades, but that won't read.
Right.
Okay.
Will be singing clues. So you would pick it up if it was Candor and Ebb. You would just sing stuff that they wrote.
Right.
Oh, it's like Celebrity, but...
It's a lot like Celebrity.
Oh, you should have just done Celebrity.
Okay. And then the third round is what?
And then the third round is one word clues.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm ready.
So it's Celebrity.
Yes, I'm ready.
So we call it Salad Bowl.
Really? We call it Celebrity.
No, Celebrity is when you put them on your head.
No, Celebrity is Salad Bowl.
This is Celebrity.
Oh.
So first round...
We grew up in different parts of New Jersey.
We did. This is Northern South Jersey.
So first round, anything. Second round, singing. Third round, one.
Yes, and each round is a minute per team.
Great.
So I...
Okay.
...promise to actually time it.
Sweet.
And we'll, like, alternate who's doing it. So...
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
First?
Yes.
Okay.
Set? Go.
Oh, wait. Oh, Bryce Pinkham was in this.
Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
He was in On Your Feet. He was also, he played Emilio.
Oh, Josh Segura?
Yes.
Okay. Justin, Jason,
He won supporting for Hamilton. He plays Jefferson.
David Diggs.
Yes. He wrote all the Disney movies.
Alan Menken.
Yes. He was in the most recent Company. He played Bobby.
Raul Esparza.
Yep.
Well, or Neil Patrick Harris, depending how recent.
costume designer.
William Ivy Long?
Yep.
Oh, he's the only costume designer.
Who you used in the example?
Candrina.
Yes. That was cheating. Cabaret. He played the MC in all versions.
Alan Cumming.
Yes.
Oh, and that's time.
So he puts those back into the bowl.
Yes.
The cup.
But like shuffle them.
Do you get to count how many there were?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
The cup bowl.
Eight. Got it.
Alright, I got eight. Okay. Am I describing it or are you?
I'll describe first.
Okay.
Hold on.
Go.
Not a rare card.
Michael.
Coors Line.
Michael. What's his last name? Michael.
Eggs.
Arkansas.
Benedict.
But it's not that.
Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
Michael Bennett. Sorry.
She's a diva we miss, but she was in Kiss of the Spider Woman and The Visit. He wrote Rent.
She's another one.
He wrote it.
John Larson.
Yeah. She was in Waitress.
The main girl?
No.
Uzo?
No.
She was in,
oh my gosh, Kevin. Can I pass?
Sure.
Because he's not going to eat. On the 20th century, nice work if you can get it.
Chris Chenoweth?
No, male.
Matthew Broderick?
No, male. Blank Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
But not Jordan.
Michael Chiklis.
Kevin.
Four?
We got three. How many times have you gone through these cards?
I know, but I got stressed out.
Michael Benedict was great in Coors Line.
Realizing that, I made myself do the singing round. So.
You know, yes. Mark is a real problem.
Ready, set, go to myself. I'm wanting to marry you.
Same card.
He's cheating. Not a rare card.
Michael Benedict.
That's how I say it now.
Michael Eggs.
Oh, wait. Here I go.
Eggs.
Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome.
Alan Cumming?
Yeah.
We are getting all the same cards.
The point of celebrity.
That's the point. Yeah. So you know it's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Being alive. Coming. No.
Rollins
Farts. Yeah.
Literally the same
cards. Oh, no. In the 40s, there was this thing that everyone went to drink, and... It was... But, like, what do you drink out of when you're camping?
Canteen!
Yes!
I'm a horrible listener.
Oh, but thank God you did listen, because no one else would have gotten safe for a canteen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, Brian, we can make so quick. All right, here we go. I'm ready.
Go.
Sing. It's a soup company. They make soup. What's a soup company that...
Oh, Mary Mitchell Campbell. Yeah.
No, that was one.
Mary Mitchell Campbell.
Yes. Satisfied. You will never be satisfied.
Renee.
Yes.
Whole name, please.
Kiss the Spider Woman.
Cheetah.
Yeah.
Kiss the Spider
Woman. That's not a real card.
The Life of Broadway card.
I'm going to marry you.
Gentleman's Guide.
Yes.
We're really good at that song.
I directed Weekend.
Joe Mantello. Michael Benedict.
Yes.
Michael Bennett.
Same card.
You're done.
Okay. Congrats.
You could have said the card you couldn't guess. And then I would have been like, which one?
Well, that's why you would want to sing the answers, because you sing your
six,
whole life.
7, 8.
Oh.
8.
Oh my god.
We're still winning.
But only by 2.
Okay, one word clues.
High stress.
I will specify the words can be sung if need be. Yeah?
Yeah, totally.
But just one word.
One word.
So pick wisely, because you'll just have to repeat that one word.
I stress.
Ready? I keep asking out of the app. And go.
Can I pass?
Yeah.
Okay, pass.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Red.
Jonathan Larson. That was a good word to repeat.
It was.
Red.
Adam Pascal.
Soup?
Marriage.
Poem's life work.
Emilio.
Estevez. Josh Segarra.
Jefferson.
Tavi Diggs. Yes.
Disney.
On Ice. Alan Menken.
Yes.
On Ice.
Chicago.
Kendra Neff. I'm trying not to look at the back.
Weekend!
Joe Mantello?
I was about to say not rare, but that's two words.
I would have been like, rare?
Wait, how many?
Oh, wait,
don't count Michael Bennett, though.
Michael Bennett's back in. Hold on. Eight.
How many do we need to at least tie?
You need... And you need 10.
Okay.
Can you do this, Kevin?
Good math. We're not finishing school.
Okay.
You can only have to eat your dance.
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready, we're going to win.
Set, go.
Waitress.
Kilo Seto.
Chicago.
Adam Pascal. Alan Cumming. Kendra Depp.
Cabaret.
Alan Cumming.
Costumes.
Mary Richard Campbell. Ivy Fong. Blame my book.
Company.
Ross Barzo.
Lumiere.
What's Regan's husband? Patrick. No.
Lumiere.
Candle French.
Wicked.
Joe Mantello.
Chicago. All right, let's see how many we got.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Wait, that's a tie, though.
That's a tie.
Yeah. Still, we came back.
What we should have to do is me and Kimberly pick out one card.
For one word.
And start to see who can get the person to guess that card the fastest.
Like, we pick the same card?
You pick our card and you pick vice versa. Okay.
At the same time, Kimberly and I have 3 seconds to look.
We'll close our eyes. Totally.
Two, three. It just went to Tony. Lin Manuel Miranda.
Damn.
Well done.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the show cards.
Oh,
well, I think that brings us to the end of our evening.
I think so.
It does. Here, take one home.
Oh, what do I get?
Take a show card. Take a few.
So while he picks his show card, I just want to remind you to follow Aaron on Instagram as well as Twitter at Aaron J. Albano.
We have like 5 stages.
You can follow us at Broadwasted on Instagram and Twitter. Follow our Facebook page. And I've never mentioned this before, but if you're listeners or you're listening for your first time or you're one of our hashtag listeners of the friends of the listeners of the show, we would love for you to go on iTunes and give us a review. Rate us. Give us 5 stars because we're a 5-star crew.
We are.
But seriously, rate us. That would really help us out. So go on there and do that for us.
5 stars, please.
But as we end, 5 stars, please. So as we end every episode, we have a little quote.
Oh, yes.
And today's is, the history of the world, my sweet, is who gets eaten and who gets to eat. I love that. That's the best song in the show.
My sweet.
For me. The world, my sweet, is who gets eaten and who gets to eat. But as we, who'd you pick? Who are you taking home?
I'm taking home Stage Door Kenzie.
That's the one. We end every episode with your favorite ending to our favorite Grease song. 1, 2, 3.
Zoom-dee-wop-ba.
Aaron, thanks so much.
Oh my god.
Yay!
Absolutely. Don't forget, follow us on all those things, review us, and you'll listen to us next week.
Woo!
That's right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.